بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره اللهم أخرجني من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمني بنور الفهم اللهم افتح علينا أبواب رحمتك وانشر علينا خزائن علومك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Lesson 52 of the Farsi version, relation between dunya and akhirah. As you remember, we said that the relation between this world and the hereafter is the relation between two types of lives. And indeed, the next life is so great that compared to that, this life is like death. The Quran says, "Inna ad-dar al-akhirah lahiya al-hayawan." The hereafter is really life. Dunya is life, but very weak compared to that. Like the life of an embryo in the womb of mother compared to the life after birth. Yeah? It's very little. So, now the question is, what is the relation between these two lives? Life in dunya and life after death. According to the Quran and our hadith, this life is where you can plant the seeds, and in the hereafter, in the next life, you would have the fruits. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah, as we have in hadith. This dunya is the farm. You plant, but you will have the fruits, the outcomes in the hereafter. This doesn't mean that you don't have any fruit in dunya. No, even in dunya you would have lots of fruits, but not complete and not eternal. The complete and eternal fruits of you, what you do in dunya, you would have it in the hereafter. Some people thought that this is something that they can somehow manage it by using worldly means. So they accepted that there might be a relation. But they thought, okay, what we do when we die, we put some dress and food in the grave. Then we will benefit from this in the hereafter. So they thought in this way, they can benefit from what they have done in dunya. Or for example, if we have lots of money in dunya, or we have lots of children, then we will benefit in the hereafter. And the Quran says, no, these don't work in that way. They don't help you in the hereafter. For example, in Surah Saba, verse 37, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَ. Neither your property and money nor your children are able to bring you nearer to us, except those who believe and do righteous deeds. For them there is multiplied reward. So the money is not something which is going to help you in the hereafter. Yes, as I have explained in one of the lessons, I think it was in Akhlaq maybe, no, sorry, in the Quranic studies, I explained that, yes, there is a way that you can transform and then transfer. And actually, we said if it is transformed, it by automatically is transferred. You remember? So you can do this transformation, transfer, so that your money would help you in the hereafter. But if you have just worldly money, it's not going to help you. Your children are not going to help you. Yes, if you have tried to upbring them as moral, faithful people, you would see the result of these efforts. But otherwise, just having children is not going to guarantee your happiness in the hereafter. In Surah Shu'ara, verse 88, the famous ayah, which is actually the dua of Prophet Ibrahim, Allah Nabina wa Ali wa Salam, when he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبِّ لَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day neither money nor children would benefit except the one who comes to his Lord, to Allah, with pure heart, with healthy, clean, pure heart. Okay? If you have pure heart, then even your money and children can help you. If you don't have pure heart, your money and children cannot help you. Maybe even your money and children will cause troubles. Yeah? Where did you get this money? How did you use this money? How did you look after your children? So, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. And you know, this dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah says, إِزْجَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. He actually met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is of course about death, and then the main is on the day of resurrection, with pure heart. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has a hadith about Qalb al-Salim, in which he says, القلب السليم الذي يلقى ربه وليس فيه أحد سواه. A pure heart is the heart which meets his Lord while there is no one else other than Allah. There is no partner for Allah. In your heart, inshallah, should be only one person, this is Allah. Then under Allah, Rasulullah comes, prophets come, imams come, good people come, your family come, your mu'mineen, brothers and sisters, all humanity, but it's under Allah. Okay, that's okay. But not next to Allah. Okay? الَّذِي يَلْقَى رَبَّهُ وَلَيْسَ فِيهَ أَحَدٌ سِوَاهُ كُلُّ قَلْبٍ فِيهِ الشِّرْكٌ أَوْ شَكٌ فَهُوَ سَاقِطٌ. If there is kind of shirk, polytheism, association of partners to Allah, or doubt, it means that heart has failed. So, children and money, they do not guarantee your happiness in the hereafter. Your leaders or your followers, if you have a very good leader in dunya, but it's not a mu'min and pious person, yeah, someone who is just very good manager, for example, a good leader, or anyone that you have been following. Sometimes people follow people not because necessarily they are good, just they follow them. Anyway, these also relations would not help. If it is not based on taqwa, on iman. For example, in Surah Baqarah, verse 166, إِذْ تَبَرَّ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا. Remember the day that those who have been followed will distance themselves, disassociate themselves from those who followed them. وَرَأَوُ الْعَذَابِ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ. They see the punishment and all the asbab, means all the causes, all the links would be broken. So there is no such a thing as leader or follower or as friends or as, I don't know, tribe members that can help you. The Quran in several places says that everyone is resurrected on the Day of Judgment as individual. Some of you might remember, I have had this discussion, not here, but in the about Velaya, that first everyone is resurrected as individual, then they will be called to join their leaders, then they become groups and assemblies. Yeah? About first stage, Quran says, وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَ, Surah An'am, verse 94. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَ كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ. When you are born, you are born as individual, even if you are twins. Each twin is independent. Again, you will lose all the connections, family, or I don't know, social networks. You will be resurrected on your own. وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ. And whatever we gave you, you would leave it behind. You cannot take it with you to the hereafter. وَمَا نَرَى مَعَكُمْ شُفَعَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّهُمْ فِيهِمْ شُرَكَاءَ. Then those people that you thought they are going to intercede for you, okay, they are not going to be with you. They are not going to help you. لَقَدْ تَقَطَّعَ بَيْنَكُمْ. There is no relation between you. No connection. Or in Surah Maryam, verse 80, وَنَرِثُهُ مَا يَقُولُ وَيَأْتِينَا فَرْدًا. When a person dies, he comes to us as a person. Fard means individual. We inherit what he says. Everything will be registered and kept, and he comes as a person. Or Surah Maryam, verse 95, وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Everyone comes as an individual. Okay? Then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call people to join their leaders. يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. Then good people will join pious leaders, like prophets, imams. Bad people will join people like Fir'aun, Namrud. يَقْدُمُ قَوْمَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَأَوْرَدَهُمُ النَّارِ. Fir'aun will lead his people and take them to fire. All these references are in the paper on Velaya, this part. The previous ones are in the book as well. And this is why the Quran says, سِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. When they go to heaven, they will go in groups. سِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. So after this, they go in groups. But first, everyone is resurrected individually till he finds the group that he should join. And he joins them, if he has been part of a group. Okay, some people have thought that your physical condition in dunya would be exactly reflected in the hereafter. For example, they thought if someone in dunya is beautiful, in the hereafter will be beautiful. If someone is healthy, in the hereafter will be healthy. If he's ill, would be ill. And they sometimes misquoted this ayah. مَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةَ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. Surah Isra, verse 72. Whoever is blind in this world, in the hereafter would be blind and more misguided. They thought, look, Quran says to be blind in dunya means you are blind in akhirah. And perhaps then they extend that if you are deaf, you will be deaf. But a'ma here doesn't mean physically blind. Those who are blind physically, they have no problem. Maybe they are very good servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very good human beings. Blindness here is blindness of the heart. إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. The hearts will become blind. And very beautifully this concept is explained in Surah Taha, verse 124-126. When Allah talks about remembrance, about dhikr. مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْكَ. The one who turns away from my remembrance would have miserable life. وَسَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةَ أَعْمَى. On the day of judgment, we will resurrect them blind. قَالَ لِمَحَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَحَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Why you have resurrected me blind? I was able to see. Even I didn't have glasses. Now I am blind. And then Allah says, كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. This is what happened in dunya. In dunya, our signs and communications kept coming to you, and you forgot them. You didn't remember. You didn't have zikr. Now you are forgotten. We have forgotten to give you vision. Not in the sense that Allah forgets. In the sense that we didn't want to give you. Okay? كَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى means it's forgotten to be given to you. So, we shouldn't think that if someone in dunya is ill, he would be ill in the hereafter, and he's healthy would be healthy in the hereafter. Yeah? No, there is no such relation. Or some people, you know, who didn't believe in the hereafter, especially this is the case about the people who are very, maybe rich or powerful in dunya. The Quran says they had the idea that there is no such a thing as hereafter. But if there is, even there we will be better than you. In dunya, we made lots of money, for example. And in akhirah also, we are going to make lots of money. In dunya, we have power. In akhirah, we are going to have power. You know, two verses of the Quran are quoted in the book. One is Surah Kahf, verse 36. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةَ. I don't think there is anything like judgment or resurrection. It's not going to, you know, happen. وَلَئِنْ رُدُدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. But if I am sent back to my Lord, لَأَجَدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. I will find something very good, maybe better than you. Surah Fussilat, verse 50, is similar. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَاعِمَةَ. I don't think it's going to happen, the resurrection. وَلَئِنْ رَجَعْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. Even if I return to my Lord, إِنَّ لِي عِنْدَهُ لَالْحُسْنَى. I will have very good position. So these people thought that if there is such a thing as resurrection, they will work, for example, and they, you know, use some techniques, or maybe they are going to cheat, to bribe, and they will have good position. Or maybe they thought in dunya, because they are rich, it means that God loves them. God has given them a special privilege. So in akhirah also, God is going to give them that privilege. If dunya they have power, in akhirah is also God giving them privilege. There is no such a thing that because in dunya you have money or power, you will have the same in the hereafter. And there is nothing also you can do to cheat or to bypass the test and trial. If you want something in the hereafter, you must work for it. You must struggle for it. The next point is that it shouldn't also be thought that if someone in dunya has had good life or has had money or power or pleasure, he would certainly suffer. So it's not true that those who are rich, they will be rich, or those who are powerful will be powerful. It's not also true to say that whoever was, for example, rich would be poor. Okay? So neither richness necessarily implies that you will be rich, nor richness means that you would be poor. The same is with power, other pleasures. So this is also wrong to think that, because unfortunately some people look negatively at people who have some worldly possession or, you know, position. In the book, there is a mention of Hazrat Sulaiman, for example. Prophet Sulaiman had money, had power, had position, but he was a prophet, he's ma'soom. You cannot say that he would, na'uzu billah, would not go to heaven. Or there were prophets, there were many people, holy people, who had money, who had position. I'm not saying that they were the majority. But anyway, there are many cases like this. To possess money is not a problem by itself. What is the problem is to be possessed by money. Yeah? لَيْسَ الزُّهْدِ أَلَّا تَمْلِكَ شَيْئًا بَلِ الزُّهْدِ أَلَّا يَمْلِكَكَ شَيْئًا. Zuhd doesn't mean to be poor, not to own, not to possess anything. Zuhd means not to be possessed. Okay? So, there are people who have only 1,000 pounds and they day and night are thinking about 1,000 pounds. There are people who have millions of pounds and they are not that much concerned. Okay? It's possible. It's difficult, of course. The majority, maybe, of people who have very much fame or power or money, maybe the majority find it not easy or practical to have the same level of remembrance of Allah that they could have had if they didn't have that much money or fame. But it's possible. So you shouldn't judge about the people by looking at what they have. Sometimes, I have mentioned the story of Sheikh Baha'i, Rahmatullah alayh. You know, Sheikh Baha'i was given by the Safavid king a very high position. He was like the chief alim of the country. And he was living in Isfahan, in the capital, and he had position, he had, you know, good office and house. So a dervish, you know dervish? In English they say dervish, we say darvish. So dervish or dervish is someone who is like a Sufi, okay? But they normally don't have anything and they are not staying in one place. Yeah, they go around and they have with them something, a container, they call it kashkul. Yeah, they put everything inside that kashkul. They don't have, you know, Samsonite or whatever. So this is kashkul, it's what they carry. So this darwish who had simple life, even no house, nothing. When so Sheikh Baha'i is in such high, you know, position, you know, maybe he had, you know, even servants and what. So he said, why you are Sheikh so much attached to dunya? It's not good for you. Look at me. I have very simple life. So Sheikh Baha'i said, okay, let's talk about it later. Now let's go outside town. So they left the town and they went outside town. They reached a river and the man said, you know, I am thirsty, let me drink some water. So they used that container, also that kashkul, as a something also to take water. Then he realized that he had forgotten to bring the kashkul and it was left in Isfahan. So he was very sad and nervous because this kashkul, he had it for many years. And, you know, it was very important for him. So he was disturbed, really. And he said, you know, we have to go back very quickly. So Sheikh Baha'i said, now this is a good time to give him the lesson. So sometimes, you know, you shouldn't give the lesson quickly. You have to wait for the good time. So Sheikh Baha'i said, I left my house, my work, my servants, everything, my books, and I have no concern. You have only one kashkul from dunya, and now you cannot, you know, have peace of life. You cannot have normal life because your kashkul is left. So you cannot judge by saying who owns more or who owns less to decide whether he's a person who is zahid or not, who is, for example, attached to dunya or detached. So this is the other point which is mentioned in the book. What is important is that people should not only be concerned about dunya, not only ask for dunya. If someone has dunya, this by itself is not bad. For example, you know, Surah Baqarah, verse 200. Part of the verse is this. فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. There are people, it seems that these are also believers because they ask Allah. They say, Allah, give me dunya. Give me money, give me job, give me house. Okay, they want only dunya. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. Then they don't have anything, any achievement, anything for them in the hereafter. So this is bad. That you are only thinking about dunya. You are only concerned about dunya. Otherwise, just having dunya is not a bad thing. Attachment to dunya is bad. To be possessed is bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, out of his wisdom, he gives some people more or some people less. Sometimes also people may do some bad things to become rich. It's not always because of Allah's plan. Sometimes also people cheat and they have more money. But sometimes people don't cheat. You know, there's a person, there is barakah in his business. Yeah? He makes money after money. Another person, for some reason, he cannot make business. Maybe it's better for him not to become rich. Maybe for that person, it's better to become rich. Anyway, there are plans, wise plans, that we don't know. There is a hadith Qudsi, which says, إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِي مَنْ لَا يُصْلِحُهُ إِلَّا الْفَقْرَ لَوْ أَغْنَيْتُهُ أَفْسَدْتُهُ. Some of my servants, they are only good when they are poor. If I make them rich, I have corrupted them. Yeah? Maybe in your children, you see, one child, if he has money, doesn't study, doesn't stay home, always goes out with the friends, and maybe goes out of control. Another child, even if you give him lots of money, still he's obedient, does everything properly. So servants of Allah, people are also different. So there are people that لا يصلحه إلا الفقر. لو أغنيته أفسد. If they become rich or if they have power. You know, many opposition people, when they were in opposition, they were pious mu'min. When they took power, then they changed. So it was better for them if they were still in the lower situation, if they didn't have power. Okay? But also, إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِي مَنْ لَا يُصْلِحُهُ إِلَّا الْغِنَى لَوْ أَفْقَرْتُهُ أَفْسَدْتُهُ. And there are some people that only when they are rich, they are okay. If I make them poor, I have corrupted them. So it depends. And I told you once that one of ulama used to pray, Allahumma ja'alni mimman la yuslihuhu illa al-ghina. Oh Allah, make me one of the people that only when they are rich, they are okay. So that then Allah will make them rich. So this was a dua based on this hadith. Okay? Allahumma ja'alni mimman la yuslihuhu illa al-ghina. Of course, I don't say to pray like this, but this was just a humorous dua. So, sometimes it is plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I said, sometimes also it's injustice or cheating of people. Anyway, we cannot forget that whether you are rich or poor, this is a test. And you have to be very careful about the test. Okay, this is lesson 52. Maybe a little break, and then we can have lesson 53. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.